Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Big Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And one of the pleasures that I get out of being able to host in Ewan's absence is that I get to hang out with wonderful people. And today, that
And
means
then
I...
also us.
Yeah, that's what that is us. Never mind.
I'll take it as I can get it. But no, seriously, both of you, you're just wonderful and awesome. And I'm glad to get to be here with you. Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing well. It's I'm not gonna lie, it's been a good week. We finished our audit on Monday. Had I think Tuesday and Wednesday was still quite challenging. Well, Tuesday was quite challenging because we had to, I think Monday, Tuesday, we had to submit a ton of proof for like everything we had showed them. So worked until midnight or something of both days to get it done. But then yeah, yesterday and today it wasn't as much anymore. We've done most of it. There's little things here and there, and I can finally get back to like my email inbox, and like I have, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000, I don't know how many emails. I know, like, I'm starting to catch up with things.
Well, congratulations on getting through all of that administrative insanity. And good luck with your inbox.
But yeah, control alt delete would be great, but no, I have to answer it. But the problem is, there's those pesky people who keep sending more emails. So
what is up with that? Would
exactly.
Someone consider
just
it?
Create a rule that says inbox address Patrice bin.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah,
See
that's
it
I
ever
should do
again.
that. Just do
Never
that.
have to see
I
it
mean, it's
again.
for certain people, actually, it wouldn't matter because like the stuff they send you, it's like, yeah. If I hadn't seen this, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. Yep. Ian, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. I am brilliant. I've been spending the week building content for a new, well, I say a new class, an old class that we're refreshing with some new stuff. So I've been building out new things, learning the intricacies of Rman. That's fun.
Oh, fine.
Oracle's built-in database mechanism, a database backup mechanism, essentially. So that's all good fun. It's nice to get to command line and do interesting things that, or revisit, to be fair, revisit interesting things that I know and have not looked at for a while, and kind of go, oh yeah, that's how that works. Oh yeah, remember semicolon, nothing works. That being the other thing.
Ah, good times.
Good
Indeed, good
times.
times. Where's that dreaded semicolon gone? Yeah, right. But otherwise, good,
sounds
good,
like
good.
Python. Right? Did you indent it correctly? No, of course you
Oh,
didn't.
it's indenting. Don't talk to me about YAML.
Yeah, YAML is the thing. I hate
YAML
it.
is the biggest pain in my ass if I ever have to
Yes.
do anything with it. I can never get the indenting right. And
No.
then it sits and complains at me, and I'm scratching my head trying to work out why. Nix Nix
Exactly.
on Ubuntu. That's because the network configuration is a YAML file that you send to whatever the dratted thing is that makes the network card work. And that's always an arse to get right.
Oh, good
Exactly.
times.
A blight on all their houses.
That checks out. A blight. I shake my fist at their blighty houses.
Yes, I send a blight upon all your houses that designed that stupidity. Or thought that was a good idea.
I'm guessing there was a lot
I
of
mean,
Mountain
better
Dew and
than
Cheetos
XML.
involved.
Like, yeah, but
Yeah, true,
yeah.
true. Give me an old-fashioned INI file. That works.
Yeah, INI was cool. I
Oh,
mean,
good
or
times.
just use a JSON structure these days. Like, just super easy.
I've had to learn a little
Everything's easy
XML
again.
and a little PHP. Not enough, not a lot, but enough to know that that semicolons are the bane of my existence.
Yes.
Yep, that's correct.
And it's
That's what
amazing
people. Yeah,
how
that's what
many
people say
things.
about Java. Like, it's semicolons everywhere. It's not true.
And
It's just at the end of a line. It's always at the end of a line.
it's always at the
End
end
of
of
a
a
line.
line. Yep.
Terminator for the string of commands. And then
Yep.
you have the other thing of remembering where the commas go. And if you're trying to
Yes.
send text, put in the right sort of commas in the right sort of places so it doesn't do anything stupid with a line of text you're trying to send somewhere. That's
Yes.
the other one that generally ends up with me looking at the keyboard, scratching my head, and is it that one or that one?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's one of
exactly.
those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it that one or that one? Yes.
It's both of them, yeah. Normally, just to be annoying.
That's why I love Swift. It's so simple, it's super simple to learn and understand what it's doing, and you can do everything with it. Good,
Which is
good
pretty cool.
language.
I'm gonna have to learn Python at some point, I think, just for completeness sake, I think at some point.
No, go to Swift. Skip Python.
Swift, skip it and do Swift. Okay, well, it's a modern language. I need to learn a modern programming
Yeah.
language of some kind, just to
Modern.
sake
Oh,
of
none of them are modern.
modern. But
I mean,
one that's
Swift is
being
10 years
used. No, one
old.
that's.
Python is, I think, 40, 35, something like that. I
Yeah,
don't
it must be. It
know.
must be at least.
Yeah, it's like modern is
Is
all relative.
modern is relevant, or at least ones that are currently in use by people. And things that will help me talk to other things, which is mostly for me, containers and Kubernetes. So for those kind of things, whichever languages that make my life, making them do things is the ones I'm interested in, to be fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Containers and Kubernetes. It's you have to
Most.
drink a lot, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Actually, no. I work with it all day, and it's like, well, easy.
It's now
It makes
getting
life so
declarative.
much.
Declarative technology is now the way, is now making things so much easier. Run one file, it's all, as long as that bloody thing's all correct, press a few buttons, make a cup of tea, come back, and it's done.
It's like
And it's
when we
been
do
done
our
by the time you go out
deployment.
of the chairs.
Yeah, when we do our deployments, it's literally that the developers have already pushed the version into a YAML file, actually, but automatically through the pipeline. They didn't have to do it by hand. They just push a button and it does it. And all we do is push another button and go get a cup of tea or coffee. And when we come back, everything is deployed.
You see,
So, I mean,
that
sure, all the work
is
that went
pretty cool.
into getting it to that point,
That
but
exactly is it,
yeah,
what
it's
Patrice
a
said.
simple
Once
app.
you get to the point where you're just pressing a button, it is the world's easiest thing.
Yes.
Getting to the pressing button point, that
Yes.
takes some head scratching in a few days and
Yeah.
some sort of, and a good bunch
Exactly.
of swearing, and then you're there.
And
But
trial
it
error, tons of trial error. Like, try it, doesn't work. Shit. Try it again. Delete it. Try
doesn't
again.
work.
Still doesn't work.
Yeah, I've also learning bits of Terraform and Ansible at the moment as well
Oh yeah,
for lab
Terraforms.
deployment, because it's
Terraforms.
very, very, very cool what you can do with that stuff. But our lab building makes my life so much easier.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're doing. Like it's basically it's Helm charts and Argo CD to send it and Terraform for like all the important bits.
It's really cool stuff.
That's how the world runs these days. This is kind of the standard.
I was on a webinar this morning for SUSE, looking at Rancher and
Rancher.
Harvester. Rancher and Harvester, which is kind of another layer up the top. And some of the stuff you can do with that's brilliant. It really is. That's where virtualization is going. And it's very,
And we've
it's not.
probably just lost the three listeners we had, so
Yes,
to
everybody else falls asleep. There'll be
be
one
they're like,
geek out
what
there
are
going,
we
oh, yes,
talking
say more
about?
about this. And then everybody else
Exactly.
will have fallen asleep.
There's this one guy who's like, oh, I want to know more. And everybody else is falling asleep or left.
That and
I'm
what
sorry.
one of the people that left has already called their therapist saying they said the trigger words on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what happened, especially with Terraform. Or what we call it, Terraform.
Terra, terra being the operative
I know.
word. Terrorform, yeah.
Terrorform, yes.
Terraform, yeah.
Being the operative word. But SUSE is definitely, I think, one of the companies to watch in the next 5 years of 5 years of Linux and development going in an interesting part of this, companies to watch going forward to the future. SUSE is definitely one of them by far, of the Linux companies doing
And
interesting things
not because of Linux, because of the stuff they're doing on top of it.
with Linux. That's the key. They're doing really interesting stuff. It's it it is I'm I've been very I've been sort of attending quite a few of their webinars just lately, and they've just fantastic stuff coming down the pipe. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, it's
I'm
very
impressed
cool.
with them. What I'm
Awesome.
not impressed with is my story.
Yeah, and
How
it's like you
about
were
that?
reading my mind. I was about to do a segue very similar to yours. Well done.
I'm
So
learning this podcasting malarkey. Now, my board folk, Let's give you something more interesting. This week in America, there over the pond, through Senate has been a bill that has got various bits in it, but one of the parts of this bill, I mean, a lot of it's to do with funding of military might and other such nonsense, is the whole point of banning TikTok or forcing
Mean.
TikTok or forcing ByteDance, the owners of TikTok, to sell their majority stake in it to someone else that's not Chinese, effectively.
Yeah,
And
which is very interesting.
which is incredibly interesting, but I have to ask, what gives the United States government the right to ask a Chinese government to say, no, you can't run that software platform? None. I don't
I'm
I
not so
don't
sure
get
about
it.
that.
I don't I can, from a competition point of view or from a point of view of business practice, maybe.
I
But
mean,
all I can see it's going to do, it will ban the thing will end up getting banned in some manner. And then there'll be some, and there'll be various underground platforms that spring up that will basically
VPNs get
be,
very
there'll be
important all.
VPN, yeah, which will be a V, which will be a VPN tunneling it back in. And for a country supposedly bound by freedom, what the hell are you doing, guys? Please think carefully about what you do.
It's an incredibly complex topic, I would say. I mean, on one hand, I'm actually for this ban. And the reason for it is that I do think that it is quite a dangerous tool in the hands of the Chinese government. And I mean, let's face it, they're using it. They have been using it. That's
Oh
like, and why do the US know that? Because they're doing the same thing with Meta and like Twitter
Absolutely.
and all of that. Like, so this is not a secret. I mean,
This
they know exactly what's going on. So I like from that perspective, and they can totally ban it. I mean, within the borders of the US, they can ban it. What they're doing right
what
now is trying to force them to sell. They can decide to do that. Whether that matters or not is a different story. Because TikTok would just say, well, then, I mean, we got the rest of the world. We don't need the US. We'll just
I mean, this
ignore
comes
that.
along at the same day where I'm looking at various interesting things about sort of articles alongside this one about TikTok, where they're saying that a whole load of trends, information, news for the group for the group of the 20 somethings, I'll call them for the sake of anything, only place they get news, only place they get information is you it is scrolling TikTok. And
It
from
is
another
true,
side of
but
thing,
that will move on. I mean,
that'll have to
the
move on.
TikTok. I mean, we've seen this in the past. I mean, it used to be MySpace. It used to
And
be
X,
Facebook.
I
It
suppose
used to
X
be
and Twitter and
Twitter.
X in some ways,
Yeah,
it's lost its.
it's been a million platforms over time, and like. Usually people, I mean, if for one reason or another something better comes along, people move on. So I don't think that it will matter as much. I mean, sure, people will be really, 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 really annoyed in the beginning, and then it's an opportunity for another company to just get really big,
Yeah,
or they're already
threads
big, get
and
more users, and then it
yeah,
just goes
In
around. So
Instagram and Instagram will
yeah.
probably suddenly go back about or
Or
will start adding
YouTube,
extra or
or
YouTube or whatever the shorts on
yeah,
YouTube that kind
like.
of mimics
Exactly.
that
Like
idea
there's a
will
million
jump on the
out.
bandwagon. Yeah, there's a million others. I think I'm more bothered by a government saying to a perfectly legitimate business, regardless whether what we know or don't know about what they do. Because ostensibly, it's just a business that runs a very, very popular social media app that they can't sell it. They have to sell their product.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, they
That
don't have
part,
to. They
that
don't
part
have
gets
to.
my,
They can just
yeah.
say they can just say, well, we're not operating in the US, and we don't, I mean, screw you, we don't care. Or actually, they will probably not even say that. They will just say, screw you, and then we'll see what happens. Because then will they get banned, or will the US then say, oh, okay, well, I guess it's fine. Like, could happen. I mean, it's politics, so everything's possible. Like whether they actually ban
Everything's
it or
full.
not is a different story. I mean, yeah, the bill says it would get banned, but it doesn't mean that there is not a way that gets changed, right? So if enough money changes hands in the right places, that could change. Yeah, it's as I said. I mean, it's no different in a sense than the EU saying, well, whatever, WhatsApp has to work with other platforms, for example, you know,
Yeah, or the thing
stuff
we
like
talked about a
that.
week or two ago with find my iPhone and the equivalent Google tools. They need to interlink. They need to be able to interlink. I mean, and that's
I mean, governments can they're elected by us in hopefully. And
ideally,
they can decide
hopefully.
things and whether they make sense or not. And companies can then decide how they want to handle it. And one way is to simply say, well, don't care. I mean, TikTok could literally just say, well, don't care. We're a
Yeah,
Chinese company, so what?
pretty much is what I'm expecting to happen, to be honest.
Come get
I
me,
mean,
like.
the other question I have just on the cynical side of me is this vote was voted by a lot of people. Do they know what TikTok is?
I think so. I think at this point they have at least a vague idea of what it is. They might not ever have used it, they
I
might have
mean,
never seen it, whatever. But I think they have a vague idea. I mean, at this point it's been in the news enough in the let's say the old media enough that I think you couldn't escape it.
I think
Because
that's a fair
that
enough. was my question. Have you remembering the interviews with Zuckerberg?
Oh
Clearly,
yeah.
people didn't understand what the hell they were asking him about, and
Well,
it
but a
was
lot
just.
of that was also just political grandstanding. It wasn't about do they know? It wasn't even supposed to be it. Like they just wanted to get their brownie points, basically. That's a different story.
As it, yeah, it just it reminds me of all of that madness.
Well, as the resident American,
Yeah, what do you think, Jeff?
this is something I've been
Your tax
watching for
dollars
a
at work?
while. Yeah, it's the whole we're going to ban TikTok thing has been a regular news item in the United
Oh, yeah.
States for quite a while. And was it Montana, I believe,
Yeah, something like that.
that tried their own TikTok ban? And
Didn't work.
that was a big nothing burger. And now we have this. Yes, there's a lot of political grandstanding
Yeah,
going
I mean,
on
it's an
here.
election year, so, like,
Right. And
why is the EU doing the things they're doing? It's an election year in the EU. It's like same thing.
Yeah,
So
it's
we
like my
have
beer. Yeah, it's
politicians that are
very clearly making an effort to make it look like, regardless of whether they are taking action about things that could be dangerous for us.
being tough on big tech. That's kind of a thing across the
Yeah,
spectrum. It's not
right.
limited to one side or another. It's across the spectrum. Being tough on tech, that's right now the thing.
Well,
And
and
since
that's.
most of the other big companies are US companies, and that's incredibly difficult because they want the money, this is a Chinese company, so easy
Being tough on
target.
big tech, does this mean they've all finally seen Terminator and are getting a bit worried?
Maybe they finally reached, they finally caught up to Terminator, so.
That's what I'm thinking. They finally got to Terminator in the list of things they had to watch on the video.
Yeah, to totally
And I
possible.
don't have DVDs yet, still VHS, but yeah,
Still
they caught
VHS,
them.
yeah, but they've seen Terminator now, and their
Yeah,
eyes were opened.
could be
The
financed,
tracking was off, but they could still figure out
but
what they were watching.
yeah.
Kids, if you don't get the joke that I just made, go ask your parents.
And the parents would probably feel incredibly old.
So this bill has passed through the House of Representatives and has now gone on to the Senate.
No,
And
it passed the Senate already, and it's already been signed.
oh, it has. Yes,
today it
Passed.
was signed.
Oh, it was today. Okay.
Yes, it was signed today.
I
So
all
probably a
right.
couple hours ago, to be fair. Like,
All right.
oh
Well,
yeah,
in my
sorry. Yeah.
defense, I was doing a
Working.
webinar and not paying attention to news.
Yeah, and it was I mean, quite early in the morning for you as well. So.
Right. Okay. So now this means that well, okay.
They have a year
Without
now. Time is running. It started officially, the clock starts today.
Okay, so they didn't make changes big enough where it had to go back to the Senate for another vote.
No, it is signed.
Okay, so now we get to wait and see what happens. I have a hypothesis on this. And my hypothesis is that what's happening here goes beyond just the regular political grandstanding and legit concerns about the Chinese government being able to harvest information from the United States.
And influence the populace in the United States, which
Right.
is a problem, and we know it is a problem. Like, I
Yes.
mean, Russia is doing it all the time, so.
This thing is
Right.
called Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act.
Yeah. Great
I've just
name, as
found the art. I've
always.
just found the I've
Like,
just found the article as
always the
always.
most ridiculous names you could find, but.
Well, and if you look at the acronyms for those ridiculous names, oftentimes it's a catchy word. Yeah.
Okay, acronym.
So yeah. Anyhow, I think another part of this is that the United States would actually like to harvest that data for themselves.
Oh, 100%. I mean, where do people go if they don't have TikTok? To you, I mean, what other options from around the world are there? Does anything come to mind? Mastodon, it ain't, because it's just too small for that.
No,
So most likely YouTube or Instagram, right? That or X, but I don't think it's X, so it's probably Google property, right? So goes to a US company. So yeah, but then it can be harvested by US companies.
Yeah, so I think the government, US government, would love to see ByteDance bend to the US government's will and sell TikTok to a US company.
Yeah, I mean, which is also very likely because who, I mean, if you think about it, I think it didn't even Microsoft, didn't they even make a bid or something? Seem to
Did we? Oh,
recall, like, when they
we
first
did cover a
started,
story.
I think at least they consider it.
We talked about a story. I vaguely recall of a big US tech giant wanting to get in
Then I
on
think,
TikTok.
I think it was
Microsoft.
or it was Oracle. Could have been Oracle instead of Microsoft, but it was something on that, like, spectrum.
Let's see. Oh, CNN has an article from 8 hours ago. Who could buy TikTok?
That was like a
And
year ago, maybe, or two,
I remember us discussing
or
it.
four,
Yeah, and
something like that.
let's see, they're saying don't expect Meta or Google to sweep in.
Yeah, I don't think I said it was either Oracle or Microsoft, one of the two, I think.
Microsoft is one of the companies that looks like a potential buyer if it were to happen.
Yeah, I mean, who has enough money and is kind of also, let's say, in the industry and would be, let's say, interested or capable? Could also be SoftBank or something like that, but
And
I
yeah.
doubt it.
So Walmart, that's another company that was
Interesting.
pot a potential buyer, but they wanted to partner with Microsoft for the purchase.
Okay. See.
Now Oracle, they have been partnering with TikTok, so maybe Oracle could be a potential suitor.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of years. Maybe that partnership came out of that because I think a couple of years back when this was being discussed back then, and then I think TikTok made some changes and it kind of, well, politically it wasn't super interesting at that point, and then nobody followed up on it. And then they now it's coming back basically. So I think that was when that happened.
So,
I
yeah,
don't remember. Was it last year, year before? I just remember there was a big talk. I think that's when Montana or whoever it was banned them and whatever. It was a big thing, and oh, and you have to make changes, whatever. And then it was
and
a
then it
nothing
just
burger.
kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, it just disappeared. Nobody, like, all the deadlines passed and nothing happened.
Yep.
You probably will again. But they've
Yeah,
been seen to
probably.
do something, though, haven't they? They've been seen
Yeah,
to
I
do
mean,
something, so that's important
it happens in a
for the
year.
votes.
Like the deadline is in a year that they have to sell. So, I mean, think about it. What happens between now and, let's say, April next year? There's something very important in the US that's happening in between.
Presidential
What could
election.
that possibly be?
Yeah.
And
So.
we have similar nonsense going on over here as well.
Oh
So
yeah,
yeah.
sure. This is business as usual. Like, nothing new.
Don't look
That
now, look
said,
here.
yeah. So yeah, I mean, by this time next year, something will have changed, and if they want to change the law or repeal it or do whatever they want, they have enough time next year to do that. So I think it's, yeah.
All right. So, Patrice, you have two stories in here. Which is the
Yeah,
one, or is it
I
both?
wanted, it's kind of both, because I wanted to give a yet another big shout out. This is the second link I posted to the developers behind Voyager 1. They actually managed to like debug a system that is about one light day away from us. So it takes a full day, almost 22 two and a half hours, to send a message to Voyager 1 in another 22 hours to get it. They get a response, and they managed to debug it, fix the problem, and Voyager 1 is back.
That's amazing.
Absolutely
That's amazing.
amazing. Yeah. So I
No.
wanted just to give them a shout out. I mean, that is skill. Like, that is just true skill
Yeah,
that you
this
can do that.
probe is getting very close to 50 years old. It's
Bija.
outside our solar system, and it is still sending data. And now,
Yeah,
once
it's
again,
still
data that's
working.
not gibberish.
Yeah, it's still working. And I mean, and then think about whatever, your toaster fridge today dies after 2 years. So, and your Android phone, you don't get updates after 3 months, kind of. So that's kind of, yeah, it's that's true skill. But my real story is another US,
Welcome to the
probably
American
in,
Tech Network.
yeah, the American Tech Network. There were a bunch of other stories, but I found this interesting. I think it goes in the same direction as what we just talked about, like politics and like election year. But in this case, I mean, it's not directly, because it is the FTC, which supposedly is not political. I'm saying supposedly.
It's not supposed to be political.
It's not supposed to be, but we know. So they announced a rule, a new rule, banning non-compete clauses. That is super interesting. And it used to be that like non-competes, I think mostly you saw in tech companies. Mostly you saw in tech companies in like higher up positions, management positions, like C-suite and whatever. And they were usually paid very well for it. But over like the last, I don't know how long, but many, many years, kind of spread from there. And I mean, it got really silly, where it's like you're working at a burger restaurant, and then you get a non-compete. You can't work at another burger restaurant and stuff, silly stuff like that. So yeah, I think it was due that someone did something about it. Yeah, there. So they issued a final rule to promote promote competition between companies by banning non-competes nationwide. There's probably some exceptions. I would have to look what those are, but I'm pretty sure there's some areas where they still allow it. But yeah, I think it's a good thing for everybody. It's a good thing for people working in the industry. So this is, I think, for new contracts for sure, and I think even retroactively should be.
I'm assuming it's retroactive. I have worked jobs in the past where I had to sign a non-compete clause.
Yeah, I
And
mean, yeah.
it was one of those things where, as I was signing it, in the back of my mind, I was laughing because so this would have been like, geez, 20 years ago, something like that. So it would have been outside of the whole journalism world. And I signed this thing knowing full well that even then, most non-compete clauses were not enforceable anyhow. And I was hired by a company where I'm signing this non-compete clause, and kind of laughing at it. And like a month after I was hired, one of the people from the sales team, they had left like shortly after I started, and then ended up suing the company because the company tried to enforce a non the non-compete clause on them. And it went to court, they won, and my employer ended up having to pay a lot of money because of it. So now it's codified as it
I
should
mean,
be.
I have one in my contract in Austria, but I discussed it in the beginning and I got it in writing. It's like it's basically it's anyway null and void. So it's like whatever. They can do that, but they can, like it, if they really wanted to enforce it, they would have to pay me, and they don't want to. So
Yeah.
easy
And well, and
peasy.
see, that's part of the problem that we've had in the United States with non-compete clauses. It's that if it is enforced, you as the employee get screwed because you're just blocked from taking a better job. And there's no compensation for prohibiting you from doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So I looked it up. So there is an exception to the rule, or to this under the, it's actually part of the final rule. Existing non-competes for senior executives can remain in force. And employers, so if you already have one and you're what's called a senior executive, then you will have to adhere to it for now. But if for any new employees, any kind, senior executive or not, it is not no longer it can no longer be enforced. The definition of a senior executive is if you earn more than $151,164, very interesting numbers. Like, how did they come up with that?
That's such a
And
weird number.
and you
There'll
have
be
to
a
be an
reason for that.
yeah, there's probably some math calculation, average, whatever they did. And you have to be in a policy making position. So it's not just if I mean if it's a developer you're making 250 grand, that's not a senior position. Senior executive position. So it makes it easy. And the employers do not have to rescind it if you have one. They just have to formally like just notify you that they will
They're not
not
going to
enforce
enforce
it.
it.
And that's it. So there's no official rescinding anything that they have to be. It's just probably just too much effort to officially do that and whatever. They can just send out an email say, hey, we're not doing this. Okay, done.
And you know, honestly, non-disclosure agreements seem to be more effective anyhow and more enforceable.
That was also the FDA FT sorry FDA the FTC's reason that they said NDAs are a thing. They still enable you to protect your like your knowledge that you might gain at the company. It still protects the IP of a company. And there have been millions of cases where someone like switched to another company and then developed something and they breach of NDA and they got sued and they lost and had to like pay back something or whatever, like or stop developing the tech. I mean, Apple gets sued for that all the time, and Google and whatever. Like, so there's very like easy and powerful tools already, and this just it's just a big disadvantage for the employees because I mean you're basically you can't go anywhere else, or if you wanted to go anywhere else, you cannot work in any field that is somewhat even related to you or somebody in a position that's somewhat related to what you're doing. And that makes it really hard to switch. And to some extent, that's, I mean, no, it's not, that is the intention for a non-compete for sure. At least from an employer's perspective, they want to keep the people. But it's a big disadvantage for the employees.
So I'm glad this rule has been enacted, and this is going to be very good, I think, for employees in the US. It's we have not as friendly system for employees as, say, in the EU?
Yes, definitely yes. From experience, I can confirm that.
Yeah, so
I've
having
worked on both
something,
sides, so
having things that help protect the workers here, I'm for it.
Absolutely,
100%.
absolutely.
So I'm dropping a quick story in just so people know about it. I don't know if there's really that much to talk about here. You know how Google is deprecating cookies for web browsers? Not so fast.
I want cookies.
Cookies. So they have delayed their deprecation yet again. So maybe 2025. But yeah, so the whole thing with cookies that we're using today in web browsers still not being shut down. And I'm okay with that for the moment, simply because the change that will be made is a change that favors Google and no one else.
Did you post the link? I didn't see it.
Oh, how about if I actually,
Yeah, throw
instead
in
of
the
hitting the
link.
shift key, hit the return key? There you
Yeah, that
go.
would work.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. I mean, not a surprise. I mean, we knew going in that Google would only phase out cookies or remove them once they have a way to tr still track people that doesn't require cookies. Like, it's very simple. Like, if as long as they can make money, they don't care. Like, cookies or not. Like, easy one.
So, anyhow, there you go. Just wanted to let everyone know
You still got cookies.
you still have cookies. Yes. But they don't
But what
take
kind of cookies are those?
not the
Mint
good tasty
chocolate
ones.
chip? Oh.
It's yeah. See, to me, cookies and web browsers, it's sort of like you're thinking, oh, that chocolate chip cookie looks so good. And then you take a bite out of it and it's a raisin cookie and you
Or
just,
it's
oh,
like mint or something.
it's just something weird. Yeah. So, hey,
It's like I don't know, carrot cookie or something. Actually,
right.
carrot might be fine. I'm just thinking something really, really disgusting.
Or like a dog
Gherkin
biscuit
cookie.
that's shaped like a
Oh, dog
cookie.
biscuit. Oh, well, actually, yeah, some dog biscuits actually aren't that bad, so.
Oh, well, I can't say from experience. But you know what I can say from experience? TSO Host is awesome. And the reason I can say that is because I've been able to see firsthand how reliable their services are. And I've seen how quickly they respond to customer support requests and how efficient they are. Why would I bother bringing this up? Not just because I was able to come up with a clever segue. It's because what TSO Host is doing is taking the things that they do so well: web hosting, customer support, helping people buy domain names, and they're leveraging that so that we can actually be here. They're giving their services to the British Tech Network so that we have the bandwidth to live stream shows every single week, so that we have the hosting we need for the website, so that we have the server space we need to hold all of the show recordings so you can watch or listen to episodes whenever you want. And they're doing that because they want to give back to the community and they want to see us be here. And we really appreciate it because the resources to do all of that, it's kind of crazy. It takes a lot more than we would be able to pull together on our own. So we really appreciate how generous TSO Host is being. So thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. All right. Now, all of you, please go out on social media and thank TSO Host like I just did. So that they know that we all appreciate that they're here supporting us. It's not a thing that we're required to do, but it's a thing that's actually really nice to do. Let them know that we do appreciate that they are here supporting us. And if by chance, you, excuse me, you need to buy a domain name, they offer good pricing. They make it easy to do. Why not use TSO Host for that? And then to make it even better, because you're part of the BTN family, you can use the discount code BTN20 and get 20% off your order. Just throw that in your cart with your domain names, if you're getting hosting, whatever. Throw that in there and get an extra 20% off. So thank you again, TSO Host, for being here, supporting us, and being so generous. And speaking of support and generous, Patrice, do you mind helping me out and telling people about the live chat?
Oh, absolutely. I love doing that. So, we have a really cool live chat where we not only post the like when we say, hey, like whose story is next, or someone put a story in the chat or anything like that. That is literally what we're talking about, because that's where we put the links. And the order of like what we talked about is actually determined by who posts the links first, who's the fastest, who cheats sometimes, like Ben, for example, does very often.
But we love
So
him. We love you,
we
Ben.
love Ben, like, but he cheats sometimes. And we always tell him that he's a cheater in this case. No, but
And he
it's
gets
fine.
away
It's
with
just
it
fun.
because of his good looks.
That's true. That is true. So yeah, we have this really cool live chat, and if you want to join us, I mean, it's not just the links. It's like would be like if there's people in there or we are in there, we talk about stuff that we might not talk about on the show. For sure, we put in our cool things in there coming up and all of that. Sometimes you get extra stuff, like for example, today there's the updated article for Ian's story. So if you want to read that, then you would have to go to our live chat right now, and you can join it whenever we're recording. So the live chat is there 24/7, but usually we're not in it. But when we are recording, which is every Thursday, usually at 7 p.m. UK time. Today it was 8 because yeah, we had some scheduling differences. So check our social media for that. We'll post it when there's a change, but usually we try to stick to 7 p.m. UK time. And then you head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com and you're in. So that's how easy it is. By the way, Fridays, Mac show, 4 p.m. UK time, same thing. We talk about news stories, but from the Apple side of things. So that's a difference. But let's say you are like, I don't know, you're working, you're busy, your kids or whatever, doing something, or you just don't want to do the live chat. It's totally fine. Like no worries. Like we have a recording for that reason. We post it as a podcast for that reason. Totally not a problem. And of course, we have also an option for you. So of course you can join the live chat. Doesn't work that way, but we have a transcript. Every show, every day, every chat is recorded by our lovely BTN chatbot, except for last week when it was down and nobody noticed. But fortunately, I was able to recover the content because I was in the
Because you're
chat, so
that good.
I could just copy it from my local copy, because I'm the bot in this case, I guess. And yeah, we have a transcript for every chat since June 2nd, 2015. And if you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and tell the lovely calendar that shows up on the screen what date you would like to see. I said anywhere between June 2nd, 2015 and today, which be the 25th of April, 2024, then you will see whatever was talked about on that particular selected day.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that, Patrice.
You're welcome.
You rock. All right. So now it's time to do some cool things. And who has the first one?
Not me, because I forgot.
Oh, well,
I
then, Ian, I can
do.
wait.
I do have one. Let me get a URL for the product. It's called Biscuit.
Okay.
And it comes from a website. Funnily enough, we were talking about cookies called Eat Biscuit. And
Oh.
it's a really neat, it's basically a browser shell for social sites and email and things like that. It's a way of dividing away your social media, your email, your calendars and things into a single browser that you can minimize and kind of get out of the way, and it doesn't clutter up the tabs in your browser with other things. And it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. As a tool, I'm guessing it's just a yet another wrapper for an Electron type app thing. But it's been, I mean, I've been using it now the last few months, and I
found the link. I'll drop it in for you.
I was going to say, I'm about to do so if you haven't.
There you go. Eatbiscuit.com.
That'll be the one. Eatbiscuit.com. It's a neat little design. It's free. You can, as you can see, the sheer amount of different tools you can have. I mean, I find it excellent. I've got two WhatsApp accounts, one that's work, one for my work groups and one for my home ones. I can keep them separate. I've got another one. I've got my two different mailboxes. I've got Slack in there. I've got also Facebook and Facebook Messenger. And they all sit in one little place. I can minimize it, get it out of my way when I'm working. And then when I dive back in to check email or whatever I can. And I don't have pin tabs in my browser sitting there quietly ticking away doing things. So it's just, it's a neater way of working. I quite like it. It's not perfect, but it's quite nice.
All right. That's very cool. And how did I not know about this before now?
No, I stumbled on it the other month. I mean, I've tried things like Ferdium before and France, and there's another one that very similar idea, but they all seem to be hideous RAM hogs.
Yes.
This one doesn't seem to be as bad, but I'm on Windows this time around, so I don't know. I ended up bidding Ferdium in France.
Windows is such a RAM hog that you just don't know.
I just don't notice it, yeah. Well, Windows likes this great big puddle of RAM and everything goes in it, so I don't know if it's doing it or not, but it's fine. It's fine. It's completely fine. It seems to work.
All right. Very cool. And Patrice, I was just about to say, would you like me to do my cool thing? But
no,
you dropped your link. So tell us about yours.
Of course, I was completely blanking on. I wanted to add like five things to my list because I have the running, like my running cool things list. And I always have a ton of stuff on there. I never got what I wanted to add and I never did. So I picked out a book. I discovered something that I did not know was a thing. And that is official Star Trek books. I had no clue this was even a thing. Never heard of it. It never came up anywhere. I mean, I've been a Star Trek fan for, since I was a kid. I didn't know this was a thing. And
I am so excited you have discovered this.
It's amazing. And I think, I don't know where it came up, but somewhere someone mentioned Star Trek Picard Firewall, which just came out. And that, I listened to that and I was like, huh, wonder if there's others. And that opened up a whole universe of really cool books. Tons and tons and tons of books. I did not know this was even a thing at all. So this book here, this is the latest in a long line. It's different authors, so it's not always the same author. It's different authors. I think they seem to pitch to, I don't know who the gods behind the books are, probably Paramount or something at this point. And someone gets picked or whatever. They're like, oh yeah, this sounds like a good story. And they write it and they publish it. And this one is about Seven of Nine. So it's before Star Trek Picard, but it's kind of related to her story. So, you know, we hear in Picard about the Fenris Rangers and Seven of Nine. I'm not going to spoil what happens, but like that's a reference. I just have to do it because otherwise it makes no sense. So the question is, how did she end up there? I mean, we know her from Voyager. And we know in Picard she's in the Fenris Rangers for a little while at least. And what happened? And this is what the book is about. So it's kind of 2 years after she like returned to Earth, and kind of the crew has kind of dispersed, and Janeway is an admiral, and Chakotay is, I think, off on a secret mission and so on. And like it's just everybody is somewhere else, and she's kind of lost. The like Federation is kind of scared of her, doesn't want her as a citizen or in a Starfleet, doesn't want to accept her, and she's kind of lost what she wants to do. And from there, this story kind of unfolds how she, and it's a super interesting, very personal story because, I mean, there's a really cool adventure behind it and like stuff that happens, but it's also about her finding herself, figuring out who she is and what she wants, and not just in what she wants to do, but what she also wants in life and like love and all of that. And it's a really, really cool book and really good book, really well written, well narrated. And I really hope there's a sequel to this one because that's definitely not the end of the story. There's more stuff between Death and Picard that happens. We know that because there's still stuff that's not explained, basically. So yeah, it's a really good book, and as I said, that threw me in. I'm right now in the discovery era of those books. I've since read two more, so you'll hear about them. I'll probably pick them as cool things. They're really good.
Nice. I mean, that reminds me of all the Doctor Who stuff that's out there, the big Finnish production stuff. They fill in all the gaps of a lot of the storylines and stuff, make fantastic stuff. So yes, there had to be a Trek fanfic out there somewhere that's that this that's one step up from fanfic,
This is
even.
more. Yeah, and what's really interesting. So there was an interview on Mission Log about this book, and I highly recommend listening to that. Maybe we listen to the book first and then go there. I don't think there was many spoilers, but it's just better that way. But what I found really interesting about this book as well is, Janeway was kind of a like she was a mother figure kind of in Voyager to Seven, and in this new life, in this new time, that has to change. Kind of like any teenager at some point has to like disconnect from their parents and become their own thing, and parents have to adapt to that. And that's kind of what happens with Janeway here, which is a really interesting parallel and a really interesting development, how she realizes that, yeah, she's not the like Seven's mother anymore. She can't control what Seven does. And Seven has to make her own mistakes and find her own way. But she can be a friend and like be there for her still in a different way. And it's, as I said, it's a really powerful story. It's kind of a side story, but it's a really powerful story that also happens. So highly recommend it. It's like, how long is it? 11 hours, 12 hours, 12 hours and 22 minutes. So highly recommend that book.
Very cool. All right.
Author is David Mack, by the way. So don't check.
Well, I am now looking forward to checking it out. It's I know that these I'll call them companion stories that are sanctioned
Yes.
by Paramount,
Whoever.
whoever would license it.
Yeah.
They're a thing, just like they do quite often they'll do like short run comic book series before
Yes.
a new season or a new movie comes out, which gives you some interesting backstory into what's going to happen. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to checking this one out. All right. So then my cool thing, this is actually a follow-up to a cool thing that I did probably a couple years ago. Neil Gaiman's American Gods,
Oh, yeah.
really great book, and it was I think a really well done TV series, and then it was also adapted into a graphic novel, and it was released over time as three volumes, and I talked about this when volume one came out. And then eventually volume two came out and I picked it up. And somehow I had missed that the third volume came out.
Many
But
years ago.
yeah, that should,
But I mean, to
yeah.
be fair, it was the pandemic, so.
Yeah, it happened during the pandemic. And so I just missed seeing it. But it's still there. And so now you can pick up all three volumes. So my cool thing today is volume three, which is the third half of the story. And I've picked up all three in hardback and it's beautiful art. it's told so well, and it's true to the novel. And Neil Gaiman is actually part of the team that that helped produce this. And related to that, there is a graphic novel of Good Omens that Neil Gaiman has been a part of as well. That's on Kickstarter. I think I may have brought that as a cool thing at one point as well.
Thank you.
Anyhow, you can pick up all three of the American Gods volumes in hardback or paperback, and you can also get them on Kindle. I would recommend, though, if you're doing that, make sure you're reading the Kindle version on a device with a color screen.
Yeah, you can get all three for $62, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And I think that because I bought each individually, I probably paid more than $63. But that's okay, because it's really well done and beautiful art. All right, so with that, it's now time to wrap up. Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I'm here every week, or almost every week when I'm not traveling, on the Big Show on Thursdays and the Mac Show on Fridays. So also tomorrow, we're going to talk about some very interesting things happening on the Apple side of things. There, some stuff happened this week, so it's going to be a cool show. So like, tune in 4 p.m. UK time, as I said, if you want to watch or listen live. You can find out everything about me, find all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, like literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com. And since we talked about social media, I have a Mastodon instance that I host myself, that I run myself. It's small, it's supposed to be small. It's not a big instance. It's invite only. If you know us, you can reach out to us and we'll give you an invite link. And it's called techhangout.social. So it's also Patrice at techhangout.social is my Mastodon handle.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me on LinkedIn. My name is Ian Grant. Look for Veeam Software. That's where usually you can find me. Otherwise, I'm in the Slack room. I can be found there. Those are two best places to get a hold of me usually.
Awesome.
Don't do too much in the way of socially things.
You're probably better for it.
Yeah.
There's some... Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Thank you, both of you, for being here today. It has just been a delight to get to just hang out with good friends and talk some tech. So yeah, seriously, thank you. And everyone that's watching, listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here and being part of today as well. Everyone that watches or listens to the recordings later, thank you for being part of the BTN family. I'm so glad all of you are here. Let's see. TSA host, thank you for being here and supporting us. Give them some online love, everyone. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And speaking of shows, all of you that are sending in money to keep the Daily News Show running, thank you so much. We genuinely appreciate it. And if you're not already checking out the Daily News Show, well, you should. Kyle does an amazing job of taking the tech news you need, distilling it down to a 5-minute chunk, and then just wrapping it up in a pretty bow so it's ready for you when you get up in the morning. And he is fantastic at what he does. It does take more money to make that show happen. So go to the BTN website and click the button to send in some money to keep the Daily News Show running. All right. So with that, Patrice has given us some foreshadowing for tomorrow. Turns out there will probably be something for us to discuss on the Mac show.
Yes.
Yeah. So be sure and tune in for that. And then don't forget to join us next Thursday for the Big Show, and again next Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.